agent versus distributor agreements in the UAE, key legal distinctions and pitfalls. The distinction between a commercial agent and a distributor is particularly important in the United Arab Emirates. Although the terms are sometimes used interchangeably in commercial practice, the legal consequences can be materially different, especially where the relationship qualifies and is registered as a commercial agency under Federal Law No. 3 of 2022, regulating commercial agencies, the Commercial Agencies Law. For foreign manufacturers and suppliers entering the UAE market, the key question is therefore not simply whether the local counterparty is described as an agent or a distributor. The more important questions are how the relationship is structured, whether it satisfies the statutory requirements of a commercial agency, and whether it is registered with the Ministry of Economy and Tourism. 1. The statutory commercial agency regime. The Commercial Agencies Law adopts a broad definition of a commercial agency. It includes representation of a principal under an agency, distribution, sale, offer, concession, or supply arrangement concerning goods or services in the UAE in return for commission or profit. Accordingly, calling an agreement a distribution agreement does not by itself keep the relationship outside the Commercial Agencies Law. A distribution arrangement may fall within the statutory concept of a commercial agency where the relevant statutory requirements are satisfied. A registered commercial agency is subject to a special statutory regime. Among other requirements, the agency must be based on a written and notarized agreement with the original principal and registered in the Commercial Agencies Register maintained by the ministry. The right to conduct registered commercial agency activities is also subject to nationality and ownership requirements under Article 2 of the Commercial Agencies Law, together with the specific exceptions provided by the law. Subject to those exceptions, the regime remains principally available to UAE nationals and qualifying UAE-owned entities. The law also contains specific provisions concerning qualifying public joint stock companies and, subject to cabinet approval and prescribed conditions, international companies seeking to represent their own products. This statutory status is important because registration gives the agent rights that an ordinary contractual distributor does not automatically enjoy. 2. Ordinary distribution arrangements. In a typical distribution model, the distributor purchases products from the supplier and resells them to customers in its own name and for its own account. The distributor normally earns the difference between its purchase price and resale price, rather than acting for a commission. Where the arrangement is not registered as a commercial agency, the parties do not obtain the special rights attached to a registered agency, merely because the agreement uses expressions such as exclusive distributor, agent, or sole representative. Instead, the relationship will generally be governed by its contractual terms and the applicable UAE commercial and civil law framework, including Federal Decree Law No. 50 of 2022, promulgating the Commercial Transactions Law, and, since the 1st of June 2026, Federal Decree Law No. 25 of 2025, promulgating the Civil Transactions Law. The latter replaced the previous Federal Civil Transactions Law and now forms part of the general contractual framework applicable in the UAE. The substance of the arrangement therefore matters. A supplier should identify at the drafting stage whether it intends to create a statutory registered agency or an ordinary contractual distribution relationship and ensure that the agreement is structured consistently with that intention. 3. Exclusivity and commission, a major practical difference. One of the principal advantages of registered commercial agency status is statutory territorial protection. Under the Commercial Agencies Law, the agency is exclusive to the registered agent within the registered territory. Article 8 further gives the agent a statutory entitlement to commission in relation to transactions concluded within that territory by the principal itself or through third parties, subject to the provisions of the law. This is considerably stronger than ordinary contractual exclusivity. An unregistered distributor has only the exclusivity that the agreement actually grants. If the contract permits the supplier to make direct sales, operate e-commerce channels, supply key accounts, appoint additional distributors, or reserve particular customer categories, the distributor will generally have to rely on the wording of the contract rather than statutory agency protection. For this reason, distribution agreements should expressly address Whether the appointment is exclusive, sole, or non-exclusive. The precise territory and customer channels covered. Direct sales and online sales by the supplier. Sales to multinational or key accounts. Appointment of additional distributors or resellers. And whether any payment is due to the distributor on sales in which it did not participate. Leaving these matters undefined can convert a seemingly straightforward distribution arrangement into a significant commercial dispute. 4. Import protection of registered agents. The distinction becomes even more significant at the border. Article 20 of the Commercial Agencies Law provides protection in respect of goods subject to a registered commercial agency. The ministry currently provides a specific service through which a registered agent may obtain a circular to customs authorities to prevent relevant products from entering the UAE other than through the registered agency. An ordinary distributor does not automatically receive equivalent statutory import protection merely because its agreement states that it is the exclusive distributor. This can have substantial consequences for a foreign principal. Registration should therefore never be treated as an administrative formality. It can materially affect the principal's ability to import its own products, change its UAE route to market, or replace the existing counterparty. 5. Termination is not purely contractual. The 2022 Commercial Agencies Law significantly modernized the previous regime and expanded the circumstances in which registered agency relationships may end. Article 9 now contemplates expiration through, among other things, expiry and non-renewal of the agreed term, termination pursuant to the contractual terms, mutual agreement, and a court order. Article 10 establishes statutory procedures for termination and non-renewal, including notice requirements. Unless otherwise agreed in accordance with the law, the applicable notice mechanism refers to 1 year or one half of the contractual term, whichever is shorter. However, the existence of a contractual termination right does not mean that the principal can treat termination of a registered agency in the same way as termination of an ordinary distributorship. Article 11 preserves potentially significant compensation rights. Depending on the circumstances and the terms agreed between the parties, compensation may arise upon non-renewal or termination. In particular, an agent may have a claim where it establishes that its activities materially contributed to the principal's success in the territory, and that termination deprives it of the benefit associated with that success. For ordinary distributors, termination is much more dependent on the agreement itself and the general rules of UAE contract law. The new Civil Transactions Law confirms the binding nature of valid contracts and regulates the circumstances in which contractual obligations may be terminated or rescinded. A well-drafted distribution agreement should therefore contain detailed provisions dealing with termination for breach, termination without cause where commercially intended, notice, cure periods, accrued payment obligations, remaining inventory, pending purchase orders, use of trademarks, and post-termination transition. 6. Legacy registered agencies require particular care. The transitional provisions of the Commercial Agencies Law remain relevant in 2026. For most registered agencies that were already in existence when the new law was introduced, the 2-year transitional period applicable to the new expiry and contractual termination rules has now elapsed. However, Article 30 provides extended protection for certain long-standing or substantial agencies. In particular, the relevant new termination provisions may remain deferred for 10 years from the law's effective date for agencies satisfying the statutory criteria relating to duration of registration or the agent's investment. Accordingly, a principal reviewing a legacy agency in 2026 should not assume that the new termination regime automatically applies merely because Federal Law No. 3 of 2022 is now in force. The date of registration, continuity of the agency, and the level of qualifying investment should be checked first. 7. Dispute resolution clauses must reflect the statutory regime. Registered agency disputes are subject to the dispute resolution framework established by the Commercial Agencies Law, including the jurisdiction of the Commercial Agencies Committee. The 2022 law also introduced greater flexibility in relation to arbitration, Article 26 expressly recognizes agreements between the principal and agent to refer disputes to arbitration and provides that arbitration is to take place in the UAE unless the parties agree otherwise. The dispute clause in a registered agency agreement should therefore be drafted together with, rather than independently from, the statutory procedure applicable to commercial agency disputes. By contrast, an ordinary distribution agreement gives the parties considerably greater flexibility when selecting UAE courts or arbitration, subject to the general rules governing jurisdiction and enforceability. 8. Competition law should not be overlooked. Exclusivity is not only a commercial agency issue. Federal Decree Law No. 36 of 2023, regulating competition, prohibits agreements whose object, purpose, or effect is to distort, lessen, prevent, or restrict competition, subject to the exclusions, exemptions, and mechanisms provided by the legislation. The regime is now supplemented by Cabinet Resolution No. 59 of 2026, which introduced updated executive regulations. Accordingly, clauses dealing with territorial restrictions, customer allocation, resale pricing, restrictions on competing products, and similar arrangements should be reviewed not only as contractual provisions, but also from a UAE competition law perspective. An exclusive distribution model is not automatically unlawful, but exclusivity should not be drafted without considering the applicable competition rules. 9. Practical drafting points. Before entering into an agency or distribution arrangement in the UAE, a foreign principal should make a deliberate decision as to which model it intends to use. For a registered commercial agency, particular attention should be given to the registration territory, products and trademarks covered, exclusivity, commission, contractual term, termination mechanisms, statutory notices, compensation exposure, inventory on termination, and dispute resolution. For an ordinary distribution agreement, the contract itself carries much more of the legal burden. It should clearly regulate exclusivity, permitted sales channels, minimum purchases or performance targets, pricing mechanics, payment and credit risk, product registration and regulatory responsibilities, intellectual property, online sales, parallel trade, termination, remaining stock, and post-termination obligations. Most importantly, parties should avoid assuming that the heading of the document determines its legal treatment. In the UAE, a distribution agreement can fall within the statutory definition of a commercial agency, while an ordinary reseller does not acquire the protections of a registered commercial agent merely because it is described commercially as the principal's exclusive agent. Conclusion. The distinction between a registered commercial agent and an ordinary distributor remains one of the most important structuring decisions for businesses entering the UAE market. Registered commercial agency status offers significant statutory protection to the local agent, including territorial exclusivity, commission rights, and import-related protection, while also imposing a specific statutory framework for registration, termination, compensation, and disputes. An ordinary distribution structure generally provides the parties, particularly the foreign supplier, with greater contractual flexibility, but places correspondingly greater importance on precise drafting. The safest approach is therefore to determine the intended legal model before the UAE appointment is made, rather than attempting to resolve the distinction only when the relationship is being terminated. Key legislation. Federal Law No. 3 of 2022, regulating commercial agencies. Federal Decree Law No. 50 of 2022, promulgating the Commercial Transactions Law. Federal Decree Law No. 25 of 2025, promulgating the Civil Transactions Law, effective the 1st of June 2026. Federal Decree Law No. 36 of 2023, regulating competition. And Cabinet Resolution No. 59 of 2026, concerning the executive regulations of the competition law.